Welcome back to our 2026 preview of the issues that never went away or the ones that would be prudent to think are going to crop up. With me, Irish Rural Link's Seamus Boland, Margaret Donnelly, editor of the Farming Independent, Fintan Kelly from the Environmental Network, and dairy farmer Cheryl Poole. I want to turn now, though, to Kerry and a group of farmers tackling one of those hardy perennial issues, social isolation. This time last year, a small group of dairy farmers in and around Farran Ford decided to do something to help their happiness. They agreed to meet in the Warehouse Cafe in Farran Ford every Friday morning for breakfast, and so began a weekly meetup that has been an incredible help to all of them. The farmer at the heart of it is PJ Walsh, who has 180 dairy cows nearby. Ella McSweeney went down to meet the group at the cafe, but only after she had visited PJ on his farm just as he was finished milking.
You're in the side of the country where we do get an awful lot of rain, and we've had a very bad couple of days of rain.
Have you?
Yeah.
So milking is done and we are going to go now to the cafe to meet the group. Can you tell me when the group started and how it started?
There was a group of us at an agricultural meeting, and when the meeting was over, and it was before cows started calving, and we said, will we meet Friday morning for the breakfast for a chat? We're all self-employed. We're all spend long hours of the week on our own.
Had you noticed that people looked like they needed something a bit more?
We as men or we as farmers, it would be hopeless to verbalise it like that. We were at a farm walk last March after a very tough spring, and I thought lads were just looked tired and drained. They were zombies.
Physical tiredness is one thing, and you can rest and sleep if you can manage to do that and you can feel better. But mental tiredness is a completely different thing, isn't it?
Men in general, and of course maybe particular farmers, it's probably never spoken. It might be the simple comment, it might be just the community of people together in a pub watching a football match that you mightn't feel as alone. Whether the same is true for the breakfast club or maybe of old marts or creameries or anything else, all that infrastructure, we call it, was there a number of years ago. An awful lot of that is gone.
So you're creating that now with this breakfast club?
Yes, it is wonderful. I think the breakfast club, as we've called ourselves, is great for the farmer and the farm. If there's a problem, there's a problem shared, there's a problem halved.
Morning.
How are you?
How are you
doing?
How
are you?
PJ.
John O'Sullivan.
Brian.
How are you,
Robbie? PJ Murphy.
Nice to meet you.
Sean McGuire is on the
little checks.
We'll have to do two this week, so.
All teas,
yeah.
No white pudding.
We wanted a social occasion that wasn't a pub, you know, it wasn't a bar, so we were able to come around here and shoot the breeze and have a bit of fun.
And this is a break, I suppose, from the week, just from the week, and you kind of look forward to the Friday.
In 20 years, the number of salesmen coming to yards has completely decreased down. You could very easily find yourself at home, meet nobody, only your own immediate family, for the full week. Coming out here meeting friends is a nice thing then.
A lot of the time too, you might meet the milkman. You could come at 3 o'clock in the morning, or you could come with... He's not going to come when you're inside the parlour, because he's wasting time when you're inside the parlour.
Our local shops are going, like in this locality here, there's 3 parishes, and 3 shops are shutting. They're there for 100 years. So things have changed in rural Ireland big time. And this is our chance here to meet up here on a Friday morning. There's no phones, no nothing, like, you know, so it's just... We chat about everything.
Love it or hate it, the mobile phone, so much... It's never been easier to be connected, and it's never been harder to stay connected. There's nothing like sitting down and talking to somebody and be able to see the colour of their eyes. And like, as I say, love it or hate it, the mobile phone might be the issue there. Like,
it's more of a light-hearted thing on a Friday morning, really, that we are here for. Yeah. You know, no, someone has a serious issue and they want to discuss it, by all means, we'll all listen.
Without this, it would be very easy to be at home and, we'll say, the weather or calf scour or something getting on top of you. Mm-hmm. And when you'd most benefit from coming
to this is when you're least likely to come. And then you come over and you meet the lads and realise, oh, Jesus, 'tis raining just as much in Scatted Lane or Cast Island than 'tis in Fireys. That in itself is a great lift. Wishing misery on everybody else.
Can't be said to wish bad weather on everybody.
You know then it's not you or it's not something you're doing individually. It's everywhere. It's outside of your control. And I suppose so much of what makes a good year and a bad year for us as farmers is beyond our control.
I suppose a lot of us are milking twice and three times, four times more cows than our fathers milked.
Yeah.
And so we are way busier. You get into a rush of just work, and you don't get out. And like PJ was saying, all these problems you might have, you think they're your own problems when everyone has them. And so on a Friday morning, you realise everyone has them. So that's where it comes in.
Because to stay on the land now means that you just have to do more.
Yeah.
As you get older, your priorities change. A problem shared is a problem halved. And it kind of does something before it gets to a problem. Like somebody will have passed a joke then, you know, it doesn't seem as much a problem if it goes out there into a group. It's the betterment of everybody, do you know?
Absolutely.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Plus you're less likely to sink into that issue of depression when you're meeting more people.
For the person who says they haven't time, if they go in their own back door in the morning and put on the kittle or the bowl of cornflakes or the whatever and maybe take out the cursed mobile phone and spend half an hour doodling, the hour is gone, the hour and a quarter is gone, they've met nobody, they feel nothing better for their morning, all they've done is just about satisfy the hunger. Where if you were fortunate to be able to meet up with a group of friends, it's completely different.
Ella talking there to PJ Walsh, Sean Maguire, Frank Coffey, John O'Sullivan, TJ Murphy and Pat McMahon. And thanks to the Warehouse Cafe in Farran 4 for clearing a little quiet corner for them to have that conversation in.